External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar remarked on Sunday that India failed to respond effectively to the 26/11 Mumbai terror attacks, asserting that any similar incident in the future would be met with a decisive response. Jaishankar emphasized, "We should not have a repeat of what happened in Mumbai. That there was a terror attack and there was no response." He described Mumbai as a symbol of counter-terrorism for both India and the world. The minister recalled that during India's tenure on the UN Security Council, the country chaired the Counter-Terrorism Committee and held a meeting in the very hotel that was attacked in 2008. He expressed confidence in India's growing reputation as a leader in combating terrorism. "People know that India is standing strong against terrorism," Jaishankar said, reinforcing that the nation has adopted a stance of zero tolerance towards terrorist activities. "When we talk of zero tolerance against terror, it is clear that when somebody does something, there will be a response," he added. Jaishankar underscored the need to expose the duality of those who conduct business by day while engaging in terrorism by night. "I have to pretend that everything is okay. This India will not accept. This is what has changed," he stated. He affirmed that the government would not only expose terrorism but also take action where necessary. In addition to discussing counter-terrorism measures, Jaishankar addressed the situation along the line of actual control, lack, with China, noting that both countries are set to resume patrolling in Ladakh. "We expect to return to pre-October 31, 2020, patrolling arrangements in areas like Dim Chowk and Depsang. This will take some time," he explained. The remarks from Jaishankar come at a time when national security is a top priority for the Indian government, highlighting a renewed commitment to tackle threats from terrorism and ensure the safety of its citizens. According to PTI reports, the emphasis on a robust response strategy signals a shift in India's approach to national security and counter-terrorism, reinforcing the message that the nation will not stand idle in the face of violence, with inputs from PTI.